I feel like the Lord's given me a message for us this morning, and I want to look into the Word of the Lord this morning. I want to refresh our minds with a scripture, starting out in the book of Acts. It's read and been read in this meeting already, Acts the 16th chapter, but I want to look at it again. Acts 16 and verse 5, it said, "So were the churches established in the faith and increased the number daily. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia and they said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. They passing by Mysia came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. Therefore stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them." And we'll stop there. This is not the only occasion, but in the book of Acts, the church was being led by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And here they had a certain mind to go to certain different places, and it said the Spirit forbade them to go into those places. And then the Lord gave a vision and helped them to recognize where they were to go, and it said assuredly gathering, the Lord had sent them there. I want to say this morning that there is an assurance in the Holy Ghost today. There is a confidence that the Holy Ghost can give us in our hearts and our lives. There is a witness that He can bear to us that gives us an assurance that this is the will of God. And we want to seek after that today in our lives. We can't do nothing within ourselves. Our human thoughts and our own understanding sometimes and our human reasoning can get in the way of what the Spirit is wanting to do if we're not careful. The Lord is Lord. He sets the members in the body as it pleases Him. He gives gifts. He directs people. He's God. He's the mind of the body. And we want to have a submission and a willingness to allow the Spirit of God to lead us in our hearts and lives. I want to get a scripture now in Matthew, the 25th chapter. It talks about the five wise, the five foolish virgins. Matthew, in the 25th chapter, it says in verse 1, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, And verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Now, we believe that these were virgins. They were all virgins. They represent moral purity in their lives. But they were still missing something. There was something that was lacking in the oil that they should have had in their vessels. Their vessels went out. One time there was oil in those vessels, but it had been used up. And they were lacking the oil that they needed. And it's going to take more than a good moral life for you and I to be what God wants us to be. Did you know this morning the song talked about every need being met in Jesus? That there is victory through the Holy... Jesus ministers through the Holy Spirit. Every need of your heart, the deepest need of your heart, the deepest grief that you have, the greatest struggle, the greatest fight that you struggle in your soul to gain victory, the greatest battle that you face, is nothing before the Holy Ghost. Is nothing when the Spirit of God comes in there, those places just melt down to nothing. There's a song that talks about it. It says, ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. That's when the Holy Spirit begins to minister, and when we get a vision and we see the Lord and we have His Spirit ministering to our hearts and our lives, there's nothing that can stand in our way. There is nothing that can hold us down. There is no battle that can take you and I under. The power of the Holy Spirit, and we recognize that in early morning church. And these virgins, they had that at one time. But after a while, they lost what they had. Yeah. You know, in coming to this meeting, we came 2,000 miles to get here. And it took more than one fill-up. You know, getting to heaven, we go through life, it's going to take more than one fill-up. The Scripture talks about a renewing and a refreshing of the Holy Ghost. And there are just times that you and I need to come and give ourselves to the Lord. And that's what we are doing in this meeting. This is a market this morning. And I'm trying to sell you some goods. And you're looking and you're listening and you're wanting, trying to weigh the cost. Do I want this or do I want it not? And we buy. When we come down to this altar, you know what we're doing? We're buying. We're saying, Lord, I want this. I want everything that You have for us. We count the cost. And my message, part of my message this morning, is that we would recognize there is a price to pay to follow the Holy Ghost. There is a cost involved for you and I. To have the Holy Spirit, He told them, go buy for yourselves. There is a price that you and I have to pay. No, it's not bought with money. But it's bought with us. With my time. Yes, money too. Our finances, our possessions, everything that we have. We come and we pay that price. Buying. Lord, help us this morning to be willing. Every need is met through the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we struggle and we struggle and we struggle. We sing a song in the Blue Book. Lord, help me to find it here. I believe it's... here it is. Number 7. Many years I longed for rest, perfect peace within my breast. And I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price. I would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day, while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, take the cross and follow me to Calvary. Oh, how hard it was to die. And oh, self to crucify. Isn't that true this morning? Have you ever found that in your life? Oh, it's hard for self to die. Sometimes we're too concerned about what others think, and we're too concerned about our own ideas and our own plans and things. It's hard sometimes. But that's what it's going to take. If you want the Holy Spirit, if you want the power that the Holy Spirit gives, that the conviction, the guidance that the Holy Spirit, the healing that the Holy Spirit brings, we got to be willing to pay the price. We got to be willing to make the sacrifice. He said, oh, how hard it was to die and all self to crucify, just to lose myself and find it, Lord, in Thee. You know, when we make that price, when we pay that price and sacrifice, praise the Lord, this morning we find something. We get something. And it goes far beyond what this world has to offer this morning. We get a closeness with the Lord. We get a relationship where He's real. Not just the Lord's blessing brother so-and-so, but the Lord's blessing me. The Lord's guiding me. The Lord's anointing me in my heart and my life. Amen. Folks, it's real this morning. And it works. When we have all the ingredients in, it works. Just like the Lord said it did. But I believe we're living in a time just like the five wise and the five foolish virgins. I believe we're living in a time where there's lamps that have gone out. I believe we're living in a time that there are many people today that had once been filled with the Holy Ghost that have lost the fire, that have lost the burning, that have lost the anointing in their hearts and in their lives. And God has so much. It's more than just religion this morning, isn't it? Religion doesn't satisfy. But a walk with the Lord does. Where my heart is in tune with the Spirit. We're in prayer, I'm waiting and looking to Him for Him to guide and direct me. And my heart is in tune with what He has. The Lord is able. There's another song that says, when thy soul the perfect price hath paid, God will send the holy fire. God has what you need this morning. Whatever the need is this morning, it's found through, it'll be ministered through the Holy Spirit. Those needs can be met. Sometimes we pray for a long time. In this song he says, many years I longed for rest. Many years I struggled, trying to get a hold of, trying to get a vision, trying to see, not understanding. Many years I longed for rest. And the whole problem here in this was, I failed to give. I failed to sacrifice. I failed to make that purchase. Jesus talked about this in one place. He talked about the kingdom of heaven. It's like a man seeking goodly pearls. When he had found one pearl of great price, what did he do? He went and sold all that he had. And bought that. That's what it took to buy that pearl. You know the price is the same for you and I today? The price is the same. It's going to take everything. I know the Lord doesn't expect us just to go empty our bank accounts, but I want to tell you this. Better be careful about riches. Our riches, our comforts, our comfortable way of life, of prosperity, will drain the Spirit right out from your life. Our life of ease, our life of materialism, all of our things will drain the Holy Spirit right out of our lives. I had a dream the other night, and in this dream I'd done this work for this family. And I'd already been paid for the job. And we kept thinking we had to catch this bus. It was like a city bus that kept dropping by every hour or every so often, whatever it was. And I just, you know, I thought I had plenty of time. I got, you know, there's more buses going to come along. And I'd already done the job and I'd already been paid, but I started piddling around with this guy's stuff. He had a carport, and he had all kinds of junk. And I kept trying to help him to arrange it so it was neatly organized, and we'd organize it one way and think, well, if we do this, we'd probably get a little bit more room. Kept trying to squeeze things in a little bit tighter and more. You know, that's so real to the American life. And the buses kept going by. I'd already done the job and already been paid. And finally, I looked over and my wife was getting on the bus. And this man said, well, I'll pay you for more. I said, I don't want any pay. But I recognized that I'd lost my opportunity. I'd wasted on things that were trivial, non-essentials, things that really didn't matter. You know, our lives are that way. So easy. The cares of life. The deceitfulness of riches kind of come in and begins to choke the Word, the Anointed, the Spirit from working in our lives like the Lord wants it to work. Just things. Not necessarily simple things, just things. And we spend much time. The Lord wants us to be willing this morning to lay aside. He wants our lives to be focused on serving Him. On putting Him first. On doing His will. I think about also the Scripture He talks about. Told them there in Jerusalem, He said, tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You know, this is going to take some effort on our part. So many times we can say kind of a short prayer. We get up and we go on our way. But if you want power from God, tarry. Stay on your knees till the light shines through. Take some time. Spend some time alone with the Lord. You know, the habits of our life. The habits of our life. You know, we can get in some bad habits. And it, perhaps not sinful, can do with the lawful things. But it just begins to consume us. It takes more a sense of priority in our hearts and our lives than what it really ought to. You know, Brother Marty talked about that Mary and Martha there, and Jesus was there, and he made comment. He said, that meal really didn't matter. The Lord was right there. The natural things can take on an exaggerated sense of importance to us. And they bog us down. They hinder us. They keep us from accomplishing the Lord's will in our hearts and our lives. I want to encourage us in this meeting. Bye. We're coming to the end of this meeting. Do business with the Lord. This is the time to buy. There, they were at the place where they said go buy, but it was too late. You and I have opportunity to buy. We have opportunity right now to do business with God. All of your reasons, you know, sometimes we get hung up on things that we don't understand. Sometimes we get hung up on hurts. Things that we don't comprehend. Why this happened the way it happened. I want to tell you something. The Holy Spirit can help you in those places. Amen. The Holy Spirit can give you reasons. The Holy Spirit can give you purposes. And He can help you, but it's going to take you buying. It's going to take you stepping out and buying what the Lord has. I want to encourage us and challenge us. I believe the Lord has greater power for the church. I believe He has greater anointing. I believe He has more that He wants to do in our time, in our generation right here. It's not over with, folks. We're still here. I went out to the cemetery the other day and saw my mom's grave. Saw my grandma's grave. My uncle. Looked at the dates on there. Great-grandparents are there. And I looked up to heaven. I said, Lord, help me. Folks, don't you know our time is short this morning?
That's right.
Our time is short. It's vital for us to accomplish the will of God. Work while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. We don't have any more years to waste. We don't have any more lives to waste. Jesus was so concerned about accomplishing the will of His Father. That was His primary design. That was the mission of His life. Do you know our life has a mission and a purpose? You. Me. You may say, I don't amount to much. We're all just human. But God has a purpose. And the only way I'm going to find that purpose is to yield to the Holy Spirit. To purchase. To open my heart and my life up to Him. To quit resisting the Holy Ghost. He told him, He said, as you fathers resist the Holy Ghost, so do ye. It runs in the human family. Time is short. Time is short for all of us. Lord, help us today to pay attention to the things that really matter. Lord, help us today to tarry before You till Your power comes down into our hearts and into our lives, into our families. God has a purpose for our families too. He has a purpose for our children. He wants them to be involved in His purpose. Lord, help us today. I know we can get discouraged by looking at things, looking at time, looking at the political scene in our nation today. I want to tell us, get our eyes on the Lord this morning.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost can give us power. The Holy Ghost can meet every need. There's still healing. I appreciate what Brother Michael said the Lord did over there. And where he was at, the Holy Ghost is still real this morning. There's nothing too great for Him this morning. But we've got to be in a position. We've got to be in a position to receive. We've got to be in a position where He can pour out upon us this morning. And I want to challenge us this morning, tarry. Oh, the Holy Ghost is so real. Oh, the other morning in prayer, the Lord gave me some things in prayer that I know that was from Him. And it's so wonderful. You know, you have an assurance. He gives you direction and guidance, and you know it's right. Jesus can right all the wrongs in your life this morning through the power of the Holy Ghost if you're willing to buy it. Let's pay the price. Let's pay the price this morning. There's so much more. You know that rich young ruler went away sorrowful, but you know what the Lord told him? That He had riches treasured for Him in heaven. The Lord has so much more for us than what our minds, and sometimes we don't see it and we draw back. I don't really see what all the Lord has in mind. But if you take those steps, He'll open it up to you and He'll show you. And it will be far beyond what your little finite mind could have figured out. The Lord is beautiful this morning. And He wants His beauty to be upon us. Let's tarry this morning. Let's be willing to buy whatever the need is today. Pray for me.